It's your favorite thing to do, the way you de-stress and remind yourself that life is good, but now your game is slipping and it just hurts too much. At Knox Orthopedics, they've heard that story a lot, and they get it. Whatever your thing is, running, golfing, biking, fishing, the pain of joint damage or soft tissue injuries might mean giving up that fun stuff, and that's just wrong. Call the Knox Orthopedic Surgeons, Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, or Jason McConnell. They'll help you up your game.
Through the years, over $22 million has been awarded in scholarships administered by the Trust, Wealth, and Investment Team of Integrity First Bank. That's a lot of legacy. Are you a charitably minded individual who values education, initiative, and integrity? Then let's meet and have a conversation about your philanthropic goals. I'm Janet Evans. We at Integrity First Bank can assist you with your estate planning from investments through administration to ensure that your legacy is a lasting legacy. Call me today at 425-1801. We look forward to serving you.
Investment products are not FDIC insured without bank guarantee and may lose value.
We welcome you to the Lady Bombers postgame show on an excellent start for Mountain Home in this Class 5A state tournament. The Lady Bombers will advance to the quarterfinals tomorrow afternoon after defeating Sheridan by a score of 40-36. Big win for Mountain Home. And let's go ahead and take a look at the final stats for today's game, brought to you by Strider Engineering. Mountain Home ended up with one player in double figures, and that was Addison Yates. 11 points on the day. All of them coming in the final quarter. Boy, she just came alive down there on the low block. And a time when the Mountain Home really needed it as well. 8 points each for Peyton Husky and Kate Gilbert. 7 on the day for Emma Martin. 4 for Anna Grace Foreman. And 2 for Kyra Penn. Diamond Morris ended up with 17 points for Sheridan. 8 on the day for Caitlin Howard off the bench. 4 each for Brianna McElroy and Cassidy Henry. And 3 on the day for Cassie Martin. So one area Mountain Home will need to work on before they face Russellville is taking care of the ball. Ended up with 14 turnovers as compared to 5 for Sheridan. This game had one tie and 3 lead changes in between the two teams. Again, Mountain Home did what they needed to do to advance to the quarterfinals as they'll play Russellville tomorrow afternoon. Talk more about that in just a second. Real quickly, Mountain Home is going to improve to 18-10 on the season. Sheridan's season is going to come to an end with a record of 22 wins and 5 losses. I know it's a tough way. I know for Sheridan, it's a tough way for their seniors to go out, especially for a player as talented as Diamond Morris. You know she's going to be getting some looks to be playing on the next level. So again, Mountain Home will advance with the 4-point victory, and they'll play Russellville tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock, and we'll have that game for you right here on Classic Hits 101.7. I know for those of you if you can make it down here, I know it's a long haul, love to see you, to give all the Lady Bombers support you can, but if you can't make it, we'll be glad to bring you the broadcast of tomorrow's game. So again, Mountain Home wins by 4 and advances to the quarterfinals, and that's going to wrap up the Lady Bombers postgame show and today's broadcast. I want to thank my producer, Joseph Shipman, back in the studio, and I want to thank you for listening to us on the air and online at KTLO.com. For everyone at Classic Hits 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp, reminding you our final score from Lake Hamilton Wolf Arena, the Mountain Home Lady Bombers 40 and the Sheridan Lady Yellow Jackets 36. Have a good day, everyone.
You have been listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7, brought to you in part by Integrity First Bank, Knox Orthopedics, ASC Warranty, Our Best Bank, and Locker Room Sporting Goods. Congratulations to the Lady Bombers winning over Sheridan today as they advance to the quarterfinals. That will be broadcast and take place tomorrow at 4 p.m. scheduled tip-off time. And again, that is versus Russellville. If you can't make it out there, like Matt said, you can tune in right here to Classic Hits 101.7 or streaming live at KTLO.com. Once again, this has been a live broadcast of Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7, your voice of the Bombers.